broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for January the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Got a lot of work to do, I'll tell you that right now, man. The fake news, false narrative, the tyrannical promotions seem to be everywhere. Conservative, constitutionalists, freedom fighters, people who believe in Christ, all sadly seem to be on the ropes right now. Ron Paul tweeted, this is Ron Paul, former congressman, Ron Paul, peaceful as it gets. He tweeted, quote, "Facebook locked me out. They blocked me from managing my own page with no explanation other than repeatedly going against our community standards." So they say Ron Paul's going against their community standards. Parler now sues Amazon for antitrust violations, breach of contract, and unlawful business interference, asks the judge to please order Amazon to reinstate the platform. All right. Now, Rush Limbaugh speaking out on this, believe it or not, he's got something right. The sicker Rush gets, the more spot on he is, sad to say. He's telling the truth more and more, back to his old beginning days of radio. But Limbaugh says, quote, "Titans of tech are now running America." He says Congress sold out for good search results and campaign donations. With that, let's introduce our own resident security expert, Mr. Tim Starks. He's an IT security consultant and a systems troubleshooter. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you, Sam. It's always a pleasure to be with someone who's so well-informed as yourself.
Well, hey, thank you. I appreciate that. Others would say I'm, an insurrectionist up there with Donald.
Well, you know, some people can throw names out and use names to further their agenda, but the truth will always prevail.
Thank heavens for that reality check, huh?
Yes.
All right, let's talk about this. It seems like, we heard big tech was kind of out of control. And now they have literally drawn a line in the sand, and they are literally deplatforming everyone, including news services. They're shutting down conservatives left and right. And their excuse for doing it is they suggest that we're inciting violence, Tim. Let's start there.
Well, if that was their true motive, Sam, anybody who's been on Facebook or Twitter and has seen the left encourage their riots and tell people that they're going to spend their, we're talking congressmen and senators who've got up and said they will spend the money out of their pocket to, bail these people out of jail who have burned buildings, who have destroyed public property, who have rolled police cars over, burned police cars, just broken windows in police cars, who have shot at police officers, who have done all kinds of horrendous terrorist acts from a mob group that the media acts like they've never seen until some people walked into the Capitol building and put their feet on the desk, I'm not condoning any one of the actions, but it just shows you the biasness in the media.
It certainly does. Now, there's an interesting article written by Bob Unruh in WorldNet Daily, WND.com, and it basically says Loomer, so Lori Loomer, and Larry Klayman take big tech discrimination case to the Supreme Court. Bob Unruh, WND.com, with the piece. We need to push back, but I'm not so sure that going to the courts is a good idea. They'll just simply say lack of standing, or they'll simply dismiss it on a technicality. I don't think we'll get to the bottom of it through the courts. Am I too negative?
Well, here's the thing. Let's just say that Amazon plans on losing to Parler, okay? Let's say they say, hey, you know what? We're going to probably have to pay $100 million. No big deal. And, the owners of Parler are going to end up with a lot of money. But what people don't get here is it's not about winning in court. It's about the damage is done already. Amazon has suppressed a platform that a group of people have used to express themselves, so they have been suppressed. So the real thing is here is, okay, so the company will be able to sue, and they'll be made whole, let's say. But how do you make 75 million people whole that, and I don't know how many people use the platform, probably not me, but I'm just saying that if you take the 75 million, supposedly this is Trump supporters, if you take those numbers, how do you make all those people whole that use these kinds of platforms to express themselves? Maybe there needs to be a big class action lawsuit, and one big enough to take Amazon and Facebook down.
Now, I agree. I don't know if Loomer and Klayman's case will be a class action lawsuit. I know that Dennis Prager has tried to sue YouTube and others for quite some time. But if you understand the history of big tech in America, I don't think that they stand a chance to let the cards come down.
Well, and here's the other problem you've got, too. This is where this is a little different than, you know, mom and pop business down the street that refuses to do business with someone. You know, they are nobody. Someone can go somewhere else to do business. You don't have the kind of power suppressing a group of people from a mom and pop business. But these businesses are these conglomerate monopolies such as Amazon and Facebook. They get millions of dollars from our government. So it's our taxpayers' dollars being used against us. And that's the problem. And one of them, just let's say Facebook. I don't know if you're aware of this, Sam, but this was pretty shocking to me. So how much money do you think Facebook gets each year from our government tax dollars? And this is just one, and I'm not talking loans, I'm talking subsidy, I'm talking money that they get for free.
I'm going to guess $1 billion.
Well, it's not that much. This particular report that I'm looking at that tracks what they get, they got $373 million. But you'll never guess the state that gave them the most money.
Utah.
Yes. You're up on it, Sam. Utah.
Yeah, you want to know why Utah does that? Because they have right now these big server monitor the whole world farms right here in Utah, and they want to get more of it and create the Silicon Slopes High Tech Center is why they're doing it.
Well, who do you think is the second largest state to give them money?
Man, I have no idea. Nevada?
Texas, $148 million.
Wow.
And then you've got Oregon at $41 million, Iowa at $18 million, Washington at $14 million, and the other states altogether are like $1.6 million. my thing is, though, if Amazon can get away with kicking and deplatforming, and it wasn't just Amazon. Amazon got with all their other buddies, and they pretty much took away every service that Parler needs to run and just kicked them off and just disrupted their business. If nothing happens to them, then my thing is, what if Utah and Texas just kicked Facebook out of their server farms and just kicked them out of the state and disrupted their business? I guess it'd be all right, wouldn't it?
I don't think it'll work that way, because when money flows, it flows to the benefit of those who spend the money.
Yeah, well, there's only a few people benefiting off of Facebook and Amazon, I believe. I don't think anybody else is benefiting off of it, but, you know, everybody sees what they do to companies. They destroy companies. They use their monopoly power to destroy small companies. They suppress and control and manipulate. There's the problem. When you've got this kind of companies, you know, the antitrust laws, I feel, are being violated every day with these companies because they're using their power and size to control everything. And when you control things and you're getting government money, that's where there's a big problem. If these companies didn't have the government subsidies and weren't taking our tax dollars, I think it'd be a different story.
Now, Obama basically said, President Barack Obama insisted that without government spending, Google and Facebook would not even exist, ladies and gentlemen. Obama made the remark at a campaign fundraiser. after the budget was passed by House Republicans. You say, Sam, where's that? CNSnews.com. But this is serious business, though, that, you know what? I don't think that government or the courts have the stomach to allow a class action lawsuit to go forward. I think they'll just shut it down on some technicality or standing or something else. So I appreciate Laura Loomer, and I appreciate Larry Klayman, and I'm not saying we don't need to try Tim Starks, but I am saying I don't have a lot of confidence.
Well, and you have right to not have confidence. I mean, Google is a company that was set up and virtually backed by the CIA. Our government, Obama's right. He knows that Google wouldn't exist if it wasn't for our government. There's so much money that was dumped into Google, but just remember, our government has a benefit to Google because they're able to collect and scrape every piece of data that goes across Google for their own records, and that's why Google exists.
So where do you think we go here? When we come back, let's talk. Is big tech simply going to run the country and ruin the country? What do we do about it? Do we have enough wherewithal as we the people? Government drives its just power from the consent of the governed, if you believe the Declaration of Independence. Do the American people consent to big tech taking over all of government and dictating the terms and the reality we face? Violating your First Amendment literally at every turn? Tim Starks with us.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, Tim Starks with me. He's a securities expert, ladies and gentlemen, an IT professional. CBS News reports this, believe it or not, back in 2011. Are you ready for this? 9 years ago. Social media is a tool of the CIA. Seriously, they say. CBS News. And then it goes on to say the CIA publishes a helpful list of press releases on all the social media ventures that it sponsors via its Incutel arm. There you have it. I mean, blatant admission, ladies and gentlemen, by CBS News. I don't know that you can get more of a mainstream news service there, Tim, but that's what we're dealing with.
Well, and I don't know if you remember when we first talked about Incutel back many years ago and exposed them. It's kind of funny because now if you go to Incutel's website, they don't show any. Used to be it said that this is a CIA-owned, company and da-da-da-da-da. Now, it doesn't say that. It says it's a private-owned company now falls under the guidelines of the CIA. So I think we brought too much attention to that. at any rate, it is money used, taxpayer dollars, that's used to benefit companies that the CIA chooses to benefit. So basically, we got a quasi-type environment here where the government picks and chooses which businesses they want to succeed. This has got to stop. And of course, it's a benefit to them because they get to put the data acquisitions and the intel that they want and build it into these companies. If anybody thinks that the CIA, Apple, and all these companies are not communicating and giving access to the CIA, NSA, you're highly delusional. These companies get money from them because they, it specifically says on their website that the CIA controls the mandate and the guidelines that which this money is dispersed to businesses. So if I'm giving you money and I tell you you need to do some things, if you want to continue to get that money from me, I'm not going to just give it to you if you're not doing what I want you to do. So common sense tells you that they're doing exactly what they want them to do.
And the problem is, Tim, is this is not transparent to the taxpayers, though. This is happening via a series of government in bed with big companies, in bed with universities, in bed with big tech, to the point where, yes, you can document the trail by connecting the dots, but yet it's not transparent. It doesn't exist on budgets that are approved by congressmen and senators. It's not something that you can blatantly understand at face value. And so, yes, it exists in plain sight, but at the same time, it's not very evident to the average person and or those who represent them. Tim?
Well, here's what's happened is the Congress and the government has gotten smarter than the people in the country. They said, you know what, why should we take on vital issues like suppression of speech, then things that could affect people's constitutional rights, and then uproar the country. And why should we do that when we can just create and fund these big tech companies that can do it for us? And then what they do is not us. So then we're not taking away freedom of speech. We're not a government suppressing the people. It's the big tech doing it. And then
and then they put up all these theater reality TV shows where Congress is bringing Mark Zuckerberg so they can, dress him down over this abuse of tech that's going on your watch, Mark. And they're going to ask hard questions. And now here's the question that I really don't know. Do these congressmen and senators think that they're really getting to the bottom of it? Or do they actually know better?
Either way, they're
ignorant.
Have you ever seen the look on Mark Zuckerberg's face when they might do this? He's just like, guys, are we really doing this? he's got that look like, okay, we'll play the theatrics out here. But he's arrogant in those hearings because he knows that it's all a joke. It's all a play. It's all a ploy. I mean, it's just unbelievable what the American public will sit back and put up with.
Now, if the CIA is doing that, the question is, does the CIA, in bed with big tech, run our country?
Oh, absolutely. I saw a meme the other day. It was pretty good. It says, in North Korea, they're forced to watch propaganda. In the West, we do it voluntarily. So, YouTube, Facebook, Apple, Hollywood, we voluntarily watch the propaganda that is put in front of us. And if anybody thinks that the CIA is not behind the propaganda that goes on in our country, you're highly delusional and you don't even begin to understand how our government is run at all.
So now you got to ask this question then. Did the CIA ban Trump on Twitter, Facebook, Google, Amazon? Did the CIA shut down Parler?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got to understand that these people that are put into place in these companies, go read some of the stuff on some of the funding from IncuTel. And like I said, used to be you could look up three years ago, and it was very open that IncuTel was a CIA-ran company. Now they don't do that because too much attention has been drawn to it. So now they say that they're a private company that is run according to the CIA guidelines. But anyway, you still see the signature of the CIA there. And anybody who receives money from that company has basically a lifetime you're owned by the CIA. Well, if you're not familiar with how Google got its start, Google got its start with the Keough satellite. The Keough satellite was one of the largest investments of the government in surveillance ever, and they turned it over to Google. I mean, so, you know, it was an investment out of this world that Google couldn't have afforded at the time, but they turned it over to them at pennies on the dollar. It was unbelievable. But they had a thing that said, a clause that we'll turn it over to you as a private company, but we have access and all the data that you guys get from this system. So, you know, and then Google, of course, had a lot more interest than just the spy satellite. They, of course, have all the data and data searching that they scrape every single day on the internet that gets turned over to collection sites for the NSA, CIA, and other alphabet organizations besides them that you don't even know about.
So you would hope to get to the bottom of this and say, hey, we can connect the dots and prove it. It's blatantly admitted to, et cetera, et cetera. But I submit to you that Congress can't get to the bottom of it. They're all compromised, number one. And number two, literally on their watch, it was built with their funding. Even though they may have not funded it directly in the know, because of the way they channel and funnel money, I would call it black op money personally. But nevertheless, it all happened over the last 30, 40, 50 years on their watch. And in reality, they have created a behemoth that I'm a little fearful can't be stopped now.
Well, it can't, Sam. It doesn't matter. Knowledge, at this point here, I think the CIA, the government, and everybody, I don't think they really even care about people knowing about stuff. I mean, sure, they're going to not make it blatant, but they're to the point to where, you know, let's say they come out tomorrow and say, hey, you know, we've been running this, you know, and how many people are going to stop using the internet? How many people are going to stop using Amazon, even though they know Amazon is taking away their rights and doing all this and suppressing their speech? The very people who are being suppressed, I guarantee you, use some form of Amazon, whether it's buying a product or watch Amazon TV or something. They're using something that Amazon owns or controls. Or they're buying from somebody that uses Amazon and they just don't know it. But they're so big, they're so deep, they're so part of society and the economy that at this point, it's really hard to pull away from these kinds of places. I mean, they're in everywhere.
What do we do from here knowing that? And, you know, some people want to just unplug from tech and go off the radar and go off the grid. Others say, well, there's nothing we can do about it. Just live with it. Others say we got to sue. We got to push back. We got to do all that we can. Some say we got to get the Republicans elected. They'll stop it. No, they won't. Others say you got to go third party, but then people say, well, that doesn't have a chance on God's green earth to make it. Forget that. You know, others are saying, what do we do? Some are saying it's too late. We got to go to a civil war. I'm not advocating for any of those things. I personally believe it's a moral discussion, which we can get to later. But people are saying, what do we do, Tim?
Well, and you're never going to change it with one person at a time in an election. I'm sorry. It just isn't going to happen. And even if you change everyone in Congress and Senate, it's still not going to happen because you still have the deep state that you have to deal with. And the deep state, when I refer to the deep state, I'm talking about the NSA and CIA. I'm talking about the intel organizations, which really run our country. Do you think Epstein, people like this Epstein guy, do you think they're put there by accident and allowed to exist? I mean, we're talking about a country that has intel that can find, you know, Osama bin Laden in a country that's not even ours. We have intel to find and get a hold of anybody.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about it because, again, Jeffrey Epstein was allowed to prosper with the deep state's endorsement by silence and cover-up, if you will, to say the least. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live, Tim Starks, IT security expert, on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Music. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Monday approved an emergency declaration for Washington, D.C. and ordered federal assistance to complement the local response ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. The FBI in an internal memo Monday believes more civil unrest is pending in D.C. and state capitals nationwide. Washington State Democrat Representative Primala Jayapal tests positive for COVID-19 after sheltering in the crowded Capitol room during the lockdown on the 6th. On Monday, she said, "Too many Republicans have refused to take this pandemic and virus seriously, and in doing so, they've endangered everyone around them." End quote. Earlier Monday, New Jersey Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman announced her positive diagnosis. New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick said Monday that he will not accept the Presidential Medal of Freedom. In a statement, he said, "Subsequently, the tragic events of last week occurred, and the decision has been to not move forward with the award." USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Let's get a COVID-19 vaccine update. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
President-elect Joe Biden says his top priority will be getting more coronavirus vaccinations into the arms of more Americans.
I put together, laying out the plan, the cost of how I want to proceed, the cost of what we have to do to be able to get the entire COVID operation up and running.
After getting his second vaccination in Delaware, Biden again warning that the ongoing outbreak is going to get worse before it gets better. He again urged Americans to wear face masks and social distance. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The State Department announced U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will travel to Brussels this week for meetings with NATO officials. Pompeo will highlight the enduring importance of the transatlantic partnership in safeguarding the transatlantic community and reaffirm the strength of the bilateral relationship between the United States and Belgium. USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Tim Starks with me. We're talking about IT. And we're talking about this reality that we face of big tech literally controls everything. The problem is there's a little bit of a Hegelian dialectic going on here. All right. Did the CIA ban Trump from Twitter, Facebook, Google, Amazon? The CIA literally funded and created big tech. Tools of the CIA, LouRockwell.com. Social media is a tool of the CIA. Seriously, right? CBS News back in 2011. Barack Obama insisted without government spending, Google and Facebook simply would not exist. All right, Laura Loomer, Larry Klayman, take big tech discrimination case to the Supreme Court. Bob Unruh writes the piece. But here's the problem as I see it. Do you want government to be in charge of big tech? Or do you want big tech to be in charge of government? What is the way out of this thing? And on one hand, you say, well, sue them and stop them. Take them down. Have the government break them up. Have the government built them, folks. Well, let's have Congress dress down the leaders of these big executives and get to the bottom of it. There, political theater. I don't want big tech in charge of my government, and I don't want my government in charge of big tech. But I don't know that I see a way out of this one as it currently stands, because we have allowed this secret combination called big tech in bed with government. And the universities and black op military money to get above the people so far now, I'm not so sure that it can be resolved peacefully. And I'm not advocating for war, but don't misunderstand me. I don't know the way out of this thing. Tim Starks, your thoughts?
Well, That's the big million-dollar question, the way out of it. I think if we knew that, we could start working toward it. But I think it's going to take a little bit of time to process that, to get enough people in the room with the knowledge to go through something like that. But I think that people need to understand firsthand is people like Epstein. He's not the only one like that. You've got to understand that when these intel organizations want to be able to have control of something, not only do they need the intel of what people are really doing, but they need to have intel and blackmail information to be able to control someone, control a key figure. And let's just face it, there's a lot of people in politics and power that have extreme weaknesses when it comes to sexual desires, and that's why people like Epstein are put in place to gather that intel and to use that against.
Well, Kamala Harris and Willie, what's his name from San Francisco, make the point quite nicely, don't they?
Well, and there's lots of stuff about Kamala Harris that you're going to find that's going to come out too. Kamala Harris has got some stuff that you wait and see. It's going to come out. She's a ticking time bomb.
No, was that guy's name, Willie? Oh, shoot, he's from San Francisco. I don't have it in front of me right now. But anyway, Willie, what's his name? You know, they were involved there in a very strange way and launched her political career.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She was, you're going to find out, she was involved in basically blackmail. Well, let's just put it to you this way. Let's watch and see what happens. Because this woman has got a past that's probably as equal, if not worse, than Joe Biden. Here's the other thing, too. When you have companies and our government, so the biggest scam of all is when our government sends money to other countries. Everybody's like, why are we sending all this money over to other countries? Our congressmen and senators aren't stupid. They're not just sending money over to other countries out of the goodness of their heart. They're sending that money over there with a condition that, hey, we'll give you $150 million, but you're going to send $75 million of it back to this account or to this person through this person through this person, and it gets back to them through indirect people, and then, of course, that person benefits from it. That's what Joe Biden has seen the benefit of several times, and that's why nothing will ever happen to him over it, because it's done throughout many of people in Congress and Senator in the deep state. That's how they funnel money in to get what they want. And it's been going on forever.
All right, so it's Willie Brown. I'm sorry, his last name slipped my mind, but Willie Brown on Kamala Harris. We dated. I influenced. USA Today. I don't know how to get any better than that with the news there for documentation, right?
Yeah. Well.
We dated. I influenced. What kind of a deal is that?
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing. If you control the person that's in power, you don't need to be in power. And if you can be the man behind the curtain, controlling everything, who's really running the country? You put the soft targets out there for everybody else to target while you get away with everything behind the curtain.
And because of that, if they can use big tech, if they can use the CIA, black op money in government and everything else, you can never really create accountability because it's done at an arm's length, because it's done in such a way that, you know what? I mean, Willie Brown literally blatantly says, we dated, I influenced. So what?
Yeah, well, and they do this on purpose because they can never become a target. They create all these rabbit holes. You know, everybody got into Q. I'm sorry, Q is a rabbit hole. I know a lot of people were going to get upset with me because
I agree. I think Q has enough truth to make people keep conning along, but you're going to get betrayed by the source because, look, we don't even know what the source is.
That's how you create rabbit holes. That's how you hide the needle in the haystack. You create enough information to justify all the disinformation, and all this information hides the real target, hides the real information you need to be paying attention to.
Yeah, I've highlighted this many times and people get mad at me, but I maintain it's true.
I know it's
true. You cannot trust Q.
No, that's just one example.
The reason why is very simple. Any source that really has the intel would be found out and shut down. You say, how? Well, the simplest way would be to simply give them a few fake stories, a few little nugget tidbits. You'd watch your tidbit come out and see who leaked it by what tidbit you fed to who. This is very simple to solve, and trust you me, if Q had the real goods consistently and wasn't a fake, deceptive job, it would be found out and shut down yesterday.
Let me give you a little tidbit of information, and I can do this without violating any NDAs because this isn't anything particular. I'm just going to tell you that you can make a phone call from any burner phone in the world, and it can be a 1 second, 2 second phone call, okay? And we'll know where you're at instantly, okay? Think about that, Sam. There's no, everybody's like, oh, you can only stay on the phone for so long because they're tracing your call. Nonsense. You can make that call, and as soon as you say hello on that phone, or as soon as they'll know where you're at instantly, and you can do it from any burner phone you want in the world, and they'll know it's you and where you're at instantly. Do you understand that kind of operation and network to be able to do that? And people are so delusional with what they see on TV and all this other stuff that they're not even aware. So when you have, like you said, when you have that kind of ability, yeah, there's no anonymous Q anywhere. It doesn't exist. It's just something that's allowed to happen as disinformation.
So where do we go from here?
Well, it's hard to go after a target that hides. And especially one that hides, that creates so much disinformation and rabbit holes to keep everybody going down. Because after a while, everybody gets tired to put their hands up and go, it's just another rabbit hole. You know, it's just another rabbit hole.
And a lot of times, let me be clear, a lot of times the rabbit holes we're talking about have elements of truth to them, obviously, or otherwise people would debunk them and eventually go on. Let me give you an example. Headline says this: now the World Health Organization predicts a far worse pandemic is coming. Dr. Mike Ryan, he's executive director of the WHO, and he's in charge of their health emergencies program. He states this pandemic has been very severe. It has spread around the world very, very quickly. It's affected every quarter of this planet, but that isn't necessarily the big one. They're gearing up, buddy, not settling down. And the problem is, it might be a rabbit hole to some degree, but it's real.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's how rabbit holes work, is you put enough good intel information that can be verified to cause people to want to go deeper into that hole. But the more occupied I keep a person down in the rabbit hole, the less they come out to see what's really going on in the real world. And so if I can give them little nuggets of truth along the way, along with all the other disinformation, and keep them going. I use the other disinformation to feed what they want to see, what they want to hear, what they want to find, okay? And then throw the little bitty nuggets in there to keep them going. And I mean, it's a practice that's been used forever, Sam. I mean, anybody who doesn't understand this practice needs to really look into it and study it a little more, because it's very effective.
Yes, it is. The big one's coming, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Just imagine how the government's going to react when a real pandemic hits. Look what they've done already, huh? Let's come back and talk about it, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about masks, too, and evidence coming out. Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
You say, Sam, how did you quantum leap from talking about big tech to talking about the COVID and the masks? And what we're talking about is rabbit trails. QAnon's a rabbit trail, ladies and gentlemen, a rabbit hole. Not worth your time. Willie Brown on Kamala Harris. We dated, I influenced. We know the politicians do this, but again, that's a rabbit hole. Won't do any good. They're not going to do anything about it, but the World Health Organization says, hey, you know what? You think this pandemic's been bad. It ain't the big one. It's just kind of a trial balloon. Dr. Mike Ryan basically saying, hey, this pandemic has been very severe, but it's not really the big one. Gear up for it. Imagine what it's going to be like when the big one hits. New detailed analysis now shows this shocking fact about mask mandates. Listen to this. Mask mandates have always been about one thing. That is government control. Sure, the politicians will virtue signal and wear masks when they're on camera, but they yank them off right when they're off camera because they know they don't work. And it's no surprise. The simple fact is masks don't work. Just last week, researchers of what's called rationalground.com, they've become a respected leader. They just did a survey, did an analysis on all 50 states based on those who have mask mandates and those who do not. They studied each state's total number of corona cases over a 229-day period, okay? And these seasoned analysts, these computer scientists, released their results in a tweet. The results were shocking even for us, says the article. It turns out there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever that mask mandates work to slow the spread at all, folks. The states that had mandates had 27 cases per 100,000, while the states without masks had 17 per 100,000. The 15 states that did not have a statewide mask mandate for the duration of this analysis are Alaska, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Iowa, Missouri, North Dakota, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Wyoming. And not only do the mask mandates not work, folks, but they actually could be seen as being worse even at the county levels. There's simply no evidence of masks correlating with the reduced spread, no matter how you deal with that. It's just a scientific fact that they don't work. Well, here's the point. Big tech's going to peddle the lies that masks are the answer, that vaccines are the only answer. And eventually they're going to back into this tyrannical thing where, hey, even though we've got the vaccine out, you're going to be forced to take the vaccine. You're going to be forced to wear masks. You're going to be forced to even to exist. Where does this go, Tim?
Well, you said the key thing. It's all about control. It's all about getting people to follow suit. And anybody who does any research or knows anything about viruses and how they spread will tell you that the mask actually, in some cases, help spread the disease because of the way the masks are used. The masks become a collection point for the virus, and then the virus is actually transmitted to you continuously because of the mask. And because of the way people handle the mask, it's a constant collection point for the virus. And if you ever do cough or sneeze with the mask on, now you've just compressed air through a fine mesh and you've aerosolized it to where now it's going to spread and hang in the air even longer than it would have if you would have coughed with the larger droplets and they went to the ground. There's so many theories and debates on this, and I keep hearing everybody talk about science, listen to the science. Well, people need to understand what science is. Science is nothing but a bunch of theories and things that are, you know, proven wrong over and over and over because this person's theory proves this theory was wrong. So science is a very loosely used term that people need to understand a little more. But, I think that it's more about, you know, listen to us and do what we tell you more than we have a solution.
Now, what I find fascinating is this. Mass mandates have always been about one thing, government control. And what I find Google and Facebook and all these, tech corporations doing is literally carrying the narrative. And it's gotten to the point where, you know, they're going to say you're a global warming denier, you should be arrested. Well, pretty soon they're going to say you are an insurrectionist denier, or you are a, vaccine denier or a mask denier. And they're going to literally follow up with draconian abuses of your right to think and speak and believe as you choose. That's where this is headed if we're not careful.
Well, we're already getting to that point. I mean, we've got, you know, Nancy Pelosi and some of the others that are higher up in the left Democrat Party saying that, hey, you know what, we're going to go after those who supported Donald Trump. We're going to make an example of Donald Trump so no one else ever tries to do what he did again. It's like, what? So we're talking about political retribution to the level that should scare everybody in this country. I mean, it should scare you to death when they start talking political retribution like this. What happened to the days when you vote for your guy or woman and get them in office and then say goodbye to the person you didn't like and you move on? I mean, to sit here and dwell and sit there and make it your goal now. Now we're still, you know, we thought, well, at least Donald Trump's out of office. They ain't going to focus on him now like they have for the last 4 years. Oh, no. They're going to be still focused on him because they want to destroy his life and anybody who helps support him. And that is scary, ladies and gentlemen. That's not what our government was designed for. Our government was not designed to go after people and take retribution out on those they don't agree with or that don't agree with them.
Well, and to prove your point, that's what this, we're going to impeach the president is about. Why impeach him when he's got 8 days left? Because they're trying to make a political statement. They're trying to put more and more and more. They're trying to bury him.
But it's political retribution. It is a vendetta. It's the political system. It's government being used to carry out a vendetta against somebody. And it's sad. I mean, it's just like when he came into office, what they did. They used their position and power to go after him, and that he was a political target with the whole surveillance thing. And it just continues. It doesn't stop. And it's so blatantly in front of their face. I mean, we have it's if anybody can't see it, they're totally asleep and got their head in the sand. Or they're just plain deniers. You could sit there and show them and they would have an excuse. Well, that didn't really happen. That may have just been a figment of my imagination or your imagination. You know, I mean, you're just going to have people that are just going to be deniers.
Now, I don't know really what to do here. The only answer I really have is morality in the people. You know, if we turn to our God, he promises us biblically that he'll heal our land and protect us. I don't really see any other solution unless it's in conjunction with that core reality check that will make a difference.
Well, they've already addressed that too, Sam. I mean, this whole pandemic now has weakened most congregations and most churches. And most churches are not going to recover from the damage done to their churches by the weakening of the congregations. The congregations have got used to not meeting. They're not getting near the amount of people attending churches. And when it comes to a government or a deep state, they fear groups like churches and unions and everything else because they don't want any large assembly of people that have any kind of power at all, because if they can rely on that, they might stand up against something that they wouldn't like. But that's at this point, so long as we have those groups, that's why our government, or I shouldn't say our government, I should say the deep state, the intel organizations are going to use the big tech companies to further their agenda until they get to a point where they feel like they can do what they want and no one can stand up against them because they don't have a large group to lean in.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, I know it sounds quite negative, but I would submit to you that we must have faith and hope in our God. We must have faith and hope in the American people. We've been through tough times before. You know, they've been seeking for tyranny ever since Cain killed Abel, biblically speaking. They've been at it for a long time, and they've never achieved it. And so we need to make sure that they never achieve it at all. And I know they seem close, and I know it seems like in modern day it seems so all-encompassing. But folks, you got to take courage and trust in the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. You got to trust in the American people that, you know what, we're generally a good people. And I think what we need to focus on is getting information to them. When people have information, they make good decisions. When they don't is when it goes not very well, Tim.
Well, and I'll even take it even a little bit further. Even when people have good information, sometimes they don't do anything because people are so apathetic to the things that are going on around them. Sometimes people are just so overloaded with things, they just don't want to see it. They don't want to deal with it. You know, it's kind of like the person that has tons of bills piling up and lets them pile up. Do they do that because they don't want to deal with it, or do they do that because they can't mentally deal with things like that and they have no way to deal with it, so they ignore things? It's people get that way in life. Their emotions and all the stuff going on, they become in such an overload. They just try to ignore it all rather than pay attention to it. And I think you're going to see a lot more of that happening with people in society because of the point that they're just reaching the max amount that they're able to handle.
And I think there needs to be a balance in our lives. I don't think we should turn off tech entirely. I think tech serves a wonderful purpose in our lives and can. I do think, though, that we need to not look as tech as all-encompassing. You know what? I can turn off my phone. I can set aside big tech. I don't need to live my life on Facebook and Twitter. I don't need, you know, a lot of these tech tools can be shut down if we create a proper balance in our lives as well. That's something to really realize.
Well, Sam, what they did, though, with this pandemic, they've just changed the game changer for tech. Now we rely on tech more than ever, and we're headed down a road to where tech is going to be one of them things you won't survive without. Because look at the amount of stores, the amount of retail property, commercial property is becoming, you know, vacant because now everything's done online. And we're going to have to rely more on tech now, more than ever, for your job, for your shopping, everything. I think we're headed down a road that's going to, you know, invoke more tech into our lives.
Do you think we can push back and have less tech in our lives and create a balance?
You want to live like the Amish?
Well, I don't want to be like the Amish, but I do want to have a balance.
Yeah, I don't know at what point you can balance because you're either in the system or you're not. Because I think...
Yeah, I don't think I can balance and get out of the system, but I do think I can really jettison how much it controls my thought process and my belief system and my circumstance. And you know, a lot of people are turning off Facebook and Twitter, and they feel free when they do. Rush Limbaugh just canceled, in solidarity with President Trump, his account, for example. And I don't think we can get out of the system, like get off the radar kind of discussion, or vanish or disappear digitally or virtually. But I do think you can change how much influence the news and the media and the big tech folks have over your day-to-day thoughts and actions and beliefs. And I think it's time to turn inward to family, and it's time to turn inward to your neighbors and friends and have real relationships and reject so much of this digital influence into our lives.
Well, and very well said, Sam, and I agree. And we could probably do a whole nother show on talking about this because it's a very deep subject.
It's a deep subject, but I believe a very valuable one where solutions lie, sir.
Yes, you're correct.
All right, man, we're flat out of time. Tim, thank you so much for breaking this down. Our prayers are with the lawsuits everywhere, and we need to get together our own class action lawsuit in some way, fashion, or something like that. Big tech, man, they're out of control, and we need to see if we can create accountability. And you say, well, you won't win, Sam. I know, but we got to try. I understand that, you know, you can't trust the courts. Why go to the courts? I also understand that good people do good things, and when good people do good things, sometimes we do win.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, sir. There he goes. Tim Stark's doing a great job. I do think that it's important to take courage and to get involved in solutions. I know some of them might not pan out. I get it. But we got to work hard and try anyway. We got to do our very best. Ladies and gentlemen, there it is. 2 hours in the can. Hard-hitting talk. LovingLiberty.net. LibertyRoundtable.com. God save the Republic.